From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says the United States and Kenya are united in the face of terrorism. As VOA's Aru Pandey reports from Nairobi, the U.S. leader pledged greater security cooperation with his Kenyan counterpart during talks on Saturday.
Mr. Obama praised the Kenyan people's resolve in the wake of deadly Al-Shabaab attacks on Garissa and Nairobi's Westgate Mall. He also announced the signing of an action plan aimed at strengthening Kenya's police, judiciary, and border security in the fight against the Islamist extremist group. While the leaders pledged solidarity in fighting terrorism and corruption, they diverged sharply on the issue of gay rights. President Kenyatta said Kenya and the United States share many values, but the view on homosexuality is not one of them. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
The leading Kurdish rebel group in Turkey, the PKK, says that its three-year ceasefire with Ankara is effectively over. As Dorian Jones reports, the announcement came after Turkish fighter jets struck Kurdish and Islamic State targets.
Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said no one should doubt Turkey's determination and added that his government will not allow Turkey to be turned into a lawless country. Turkish jets started its attacks Friday, then carried out a second attack later in the day, entering Syrian airspace for the first time. No details have been given on how many and what Islamic State targets were hit. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu, speaking at a press conference Saturday, promised no let-up in the operations. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
For more on these stories, please log on to our website, www.voanews.com. This is VOA News.